Here's the big one. The root of our stress, reactivity, suffering, over-efforting, it's not about what we're thinking. It's who we think we are. Welcome to episode 5 of our mini course. Most of us are living inside an invisible, innocent misunderstanding. We think we are the content of our psychology. We think we are the thoughts, feelings, and stories that are in our minds. We identify with this idea of being the me that thinks, that there's a me in the center of all thinking, achieving, fixing, struggling. And that's what we call self-identification. And when we do that, our aperture contracts because life feels personal, high stakes, effortful. It feels like there's a me that needs to get things right and that can get damaged and suffer. And that's the mistaken identity. A very powerful conviction that we are the mind. We are the mind's activity. And actually, that gets in the way of our natural clarity, presence, and flow. So let's try something simple. Right now, have any thought or emotion or feeling that's in the system. Doesn't matter what it is. It could be a worry, it could be a stress, it could be something positive. Doesn't matter. Just pause and notice. What is aware of this thought or feeling? What or who is aware of this? Now, can you actually find a separate self that's thinking? Can you find a separate entity, me, that is doing thinking or feeling? Or does the thinking and feeling just come and go? And there's no separate me you can find. That's what we call awareness, the quiet space behind the noise. It isn't effortful. It doesn't strive. It's undamageable by anything that it thinks, feels, or perceives. It's just a space, like an empty room you might put furniture into, or the sky where the weather comes, or the screen with a movie on. It's undamaged by any thought, feeling, or perception. So you don't have to fight the noise in your mind. You just have to see it's not what you truly are. And when you see that, everything begins to change. Now, in the final episode, we'll bring it all together and explore how this shift can change everything from leadership to relationships to life. The aperture opens and things get simple again.